This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, we ended the program yesterday with a quote by Steve Arterburn on a quiz that you can give yourself about unhealed wounds in your life. I continue exactly where I left off yesterday. Is your life full of the overs, overachieving, overworking, overeating, overdrinking, overmedicating, overspending, overchurching? Do you have a history of constantly being involved in relationships that are self-defeating, unhealthy, and destructive? Do you remain extremely loyal to people even though you have no definite proof that your loyalty is deserved? Do you constantly seek affirmation and approval from others? Do you have a hard time being truthful and find yourself telling lies when you could have easily told the truth? Do you have a string of short-term relationships and avoid people who've been around a while? Do you continue to harbor deep resentment toward your parents? Are you constantly obsessing over things from your past, starting many conversations with these words, "If only"? If only I hadn't met him. If only I hadn't been with her. If only I hadn't done this or done that. If only I hadn't gone to that place. And here's what Steve Arterburn says, and this is why I want you to get a copy of this. If you answered yes to at least 3 questions, there's a strong likelihood that some events or relationships from your past are adversely affecting the present. Adversely affecting the present. What wounds in your life are going on right now and you haven't done anything about it? What wounds are in your life and you haven't done a thing about it? You may have areas of wounding in your body, mind, and soul. And Dr. Steve Arterburn says this: we reproduce what we don't resolve. What a statement. We reproduce what we don't resolve. Some of you perhaps have something going on in your life and you know it's a deep wound and you say, it's not there. And you're dressing the wound as if it were not serious. I told you not to write down what I gave you, but there are 3 things I want to give you right now that I do want you to write down, because you're not going to get this out in the hall. 3 sentences I want you to write down. They may be the 3 most important things I say this morning. Here they go. Number 1, you don't heal a wound by saying it's not there. Now, that's true physically and emotionally and spiritually. You don't heal a wound by saying it's not there. I'm going to say it one more time. You don't heal a wound by saying it's not there. Number 2, you don't right a wrong by saying that it never happened. You don't right a wrong by saying it didn't happen. I don't know how many times, parenthetically here, I've had somebody sit in my office and they'll tell me of something that happened, and then they'll tell me about the other person involved, and they say, they deny it to this day. They say it never happened. And they say, but Randy, it did happen. It really, really did happen. And they say, no, it didn't happen. And you don't correct a wrong. You don't right a wrong by just denying it and say, well, it never happened. And number 3, you don't deal with a sin until you confess it. You don't deal with a sin until you confess it, which means you own it, you acknowledge it. And you know, ultimately, the word confess means you agree with God about it. To confess your sin means you agree that it's sin. And that's why John would say in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I quote that verse, I've told you, more than any other verse of the Bible. Why? Because people need it. You need it. I need it. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.